I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. This week, we're going to talk about the health and regulation of one of our favorite fisheries, the striped bass. Kevin, striped bass are particularly tricky to regulate because they migrate, so they pass through different states and different jurisdictions. Talk a little bit about how this regulation is done.
That's right. Striped bass are a shared resource. They migrate up and down the coast. They go as far south as North Carolina and Virginia in the wintertime. They spawn in mostly in Chesapeake Bay and then also in the Hudson River in the springtime. And then they come up and spend the summers up in New England as far north as Maine. So all of these different states all have a say in how striped bass are managed. And that's through a group. It's an interstate commission called the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. And that group decides on a yearly basis how many striped bass can be harvested, and then it's divided up among different states. In Massachusetts, for recreational fishermen, right now it's 2 striped bass that have to be bigger than 28 inches, and that's the general regulation for most of the states along the Atlantic coast, with a few little differences in small areas.
So how are the striped bass doing?
Well, striper management is usually held up as kind of an example of a management success story. What happened was back in the 1980s, striped bass collapsed. There was heavy fishing pressure, there were also some bad environmental conditions, and that led to some poor spawning years. So because of that, they put some strict regulations in place, limited commercial and recreational fisheries to allow them to recover. And like I said, it was a success. By 1995, they declared the striped bass fishery recovered. And we've enjoyed, since 1995, a world-class fishery, some great striped bass fishing in the Northeast. The problem is that since the peak in 2003, we've been declining. And right now, we're almost back to where we were back in 1995. We're approaching a level with striped bass where there aren't as many out there as we'd like. The fishing has gotten tougher for the past few years. And that group I mentioned, the Atlantic State Marine Fisheries Commission, has determined that it's time to do something, and I think most anglers agree that it's certainly time to cut back a bit and give the striper population a chance to rebound again.
I think a lot of people who fish striped bass over the years, anecdotally, they can say that it seems like the fishery is not as abundant as it was even a couple of years ago. So the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is considering a range of options in changing the rules. Can you give us a sense of what they're looking at?
Absolutely. Their scientists looked at it and said that what we should probably do is about a 25% reduction in mortality for striped bass, and that's across the board, so that includes cutting back commercial and recreational fishing. And for what recreational fishermen, for their regulations, what they'll see is probably something like instead of 2 fish at 28 inches, it will be cut down to 1 fish, and that could be at 28 inches or at 32 inches. It depends on what they decide to do when they vote on it in a few months. And in the meantime, they're asking for public feedback to see what the public wants to see. Now, I mentioned that their scientists have recommended cutting back by 25% for next year. Even though that's what's recommended, there are also some states, particularly toward the south, that have commercial fisheries, and they don't want to see that big of a cutback so soon. So one of the big issues they're looking for public feedback on is, should we cut back as recommended by 25% for next year, or should we take it slow and phase in these cutbacks, which is another way to say delay, and delay for the next 3 years. And I think certainly in Massachusetts, most recreational fishermen agree that they want to see the cutback happen sooner rather than later, get the fishery back on track. And as I mentioned, they're looking for public feedback, so now's the time to let them know what you think. There are 2 public hearings scheduled in our area. Both are on next Tuesday, September 2nd. One is at 10 a.m. out in Nantucket, and the other is at 6 p.m. at the Massachusetts Maritime Academy in Buzzards Bay.
We'll post links to more information and the address to submit your comments to the commission on our website. Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing at On the Water?
Right now, a lot of talk about tuna. It seems like the bluefin tuna season has really come on strong in the last week or so. On Stellwagen Bank, I heard today, there have been some very big bluefin tuna taken. We're talking 800-pound fish, the real giants, and that's in the area of Stellwagen Bank off of Provincetown and then also east of Truro in that area. Now, there are some more reasonably sized tuna, I think, a little easier for recreational fishermen to catch east of Chatham. And that's been a popular area for fishing for bluefin tuna those are fish in the 200-pound range, and that's got a lot of guys excited to get out there as soon as the weather lets them head out and troll up some bluefin tuna. And then also the area we talk about that's called the canyons, and that's heading about 60 miles south of Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket. Deep water areas, lots of tuna down there, and those are yellowfin tuna and then also big-eye tuna, which is an interesting species of tuna that also gets quite large and is very prized by anglers. Now, non-tuna fishing, we're finding bluefish are all over the place, both snapper bluefish, the smaller ones, those are in the harbors, and then also some 5 to 10-pound fish. They seem to be almost anywhere that there's bait. Yesterday, we tried to film some bonito fishing at the Hooter south of Martha's Vineyard. We did find some bonito there, but there were so many bluefish, it was tough to get through to the bonito. Other places that we've heard of bonito include off of Westport and then also just south of Nantucket. So a lot of options and a lot of reasons to get out on the water.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, you can check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.